Hope Secondary School is one step closer towards having a name that reflects its Indigenous connections and growing identity. School staff spoke to the Fraser Cascade Board of Education recently to request that its name be formally updated to include the Halkimaalam name Showellis Taysko, as Spirit of Hope Secondary School. They've asked that this change take effect at the start of the 2025-2026 school year. The name was suggested by Tsawwathal First Nation Elder Patrick A. Pat. John during a meeting between various elders from Tsawwathal and the school and district staff. Showellis, when translated, means life spirit of all living things, living and non-living. And Sko is, which represents the original name of the Hope area, means bare or bald trees on one side, due to the wind. It's a wonderful initiative that goes back well over 2 years, said Superintendent Balan Morthy. We've been through quite a lengthy process to make sure that we're respectful of all the people we needed to discuss and consult with. And I think what we have, in the end, is something that's really beautiful. There's been a tremendous amount of discussion with the leadership and elders from Tsawwathal First Nation. And Pat John is the one that really has been helping to guide us along the way. Really, I think what's critical about this is it infuses not only the Halkimaalam language into the name but the territory in the area. And it's more positive than the colonial nature of the history of the Fort Hope name. So, it's pretty exciting, but it's a coordinated approach for sure. The request, which was presented by the school's principal Wade Perry and art and photography teacher Chris Janssen, comes after 3 years of collaboration between Hope Secondary staff and the school board. During the 2022-2023 year, one of Hope Secondary's students, Tristan Kelly of Shawahamal First Nation, approached the Board of Education about adding Halkimaalam to the school's name. Though Kelly has since graduated, the school said, his presentation sparked a broader conversation about identity, representation, and the importance of place-based naming. This name honors the land's original stewards and reflects the school's mission to be a place of learning, healing, and unity, the school said in a press release. Recognizing the significance of this proposal, a working group was formed, including representatives from the Board of Education, Indigenous Education, school leadership, and elders from local First Nations. Over the next 3 years, the group engaged in extensive consultation with students, families, and Indigenous communities to ensure the process was inclusive and respectful. While the school was on board to start the update, a mutual decision was reached by staff to not rush the process. On January 15, 8 names were presented to the elders before John came up with the name that would officially be brought before the school staff, along with Kelly, who has since graduated, and Christine Seymour, District Principal of Indigenous Education, on March 11. During this meeting, Hope Secondary staff were overwhelmingly positive and excited about the name change, which led to the name being presented to the school board. Our goal is to find a way to make a meaningful update that shows our commitment to inclusion, decolonization, and reconciliation, the school said in its presentation to the board. Our name is a big part of our identity, and it is imperative that we make the best choice for our current and future students and staff. Our goal is to choose a name that brings people of all backgrounds together. And our hope is that as students and staff begin using this name, as it becomes something they take pride in and feel good about using. The school's request reflects a growing trend within Fraser Valley school districts to incorporate the Halkimaalam language in school naming. In Chilliwack School District 33, there is the Stito, Esla, Lemtoti, Lieutenant Elementary Middle School. And in Abbotsford, there is the Irene Kelleher Toti, Atata Elementary School, Mathexwe Elementary School, and the Sima, TH Elementary School. The next step for Hope Secondary and District staff is presenting the name to the public and providing information on why the update is being sought. For this reason, the school is now inviting community feedback. A short video and survey is now available at hopesecondary.com, where students, families, and community members can share their thoughts on the proposed name.